yeah, that's how you feel sometimes. I mean, I got old Donnie Edwards. Don't forget about his old ass, and then and then Brian Waters. I guess you could count him in that group. But yeah, we're the last of the Mohicans, and I mean, who knows how much longer we're going to be here? So, but that's how it goes, and that's a decision that was made by the front office and Herm and whoever makes those decisions, Carl Peterson. But you know, it's been kind of fun too. I mean, you got to look at it that way, being around all these young guys. You know, getting to know people, new people. You know, that's part of the process too of being a professional football player. You get to meet all these young guys every year, and this year we got a lot more than usual. And say, I got to learn all these new names, but it's been fun and frustrating at the same time. It's bittersweet.
What's it like for you as one of the few veterans being around so many young guys? I mean, Herm was saying that I think 45 year guys have 3 or less years experience.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's bittersweet. I mean, I look at it sometime, and I don't. You know, back when they first started getting rid of all our veterans, I was like, you know, this isn't what I signed up for. You know, I just redid my contract, and now you're getting rid of everybody, and it's like basically, you know, the word was rebuilding, and why would I want to be a part of something like that? And I had those feelings of frustration, and I was pissed off and all that stuff, but at the same time, you know, there's nothing wrong with change and going out there and trying to start all over, but that's where the learning curve comes in, and that's where these young guys, they have to come in and play right away, and they got to play well, and right now we're not playing well enough, and there's no doubt about it, in all phases. It's not just one position, so it's important that we start learning, when we start maturing a little bit. And I remember back to my rookie year, it took me a while to get going. I mean, I think the first 8 games of the season, my rookie year, I had 7 catches. The last 8 games, I had 25 catches. So it can turn at any moment for these young guys. And once they start playing, these guys are good enough to be some have a huge impact on the games that we're in. So hopefully that comes sooner rather than later.
When you look at your own situation, obviously you've put up some huge personal numbers. Do you worry sometimes, and especially looking around and seeing all this youth and looking at your age and such, that you might be like the Charles Barkley kind of, and not get that title kind of a thing?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think about it, but it's frustrating. I keep using the word frustrating, but that's pretty much the way to describe it. It's frustrating because I wanna win, you know, and this is my 12th year, and I don't know how many years I have left, and I don't wanna just sit out here and go out, you know, with a losing record. But at the same time, I'm gonna enjoy the moment. And like I said before, at the very least, and I'm looking for the positives here. At least I get to play football, and I love playing football. There's no doubt about it, and I still feel I can perform at a high level. I'm 12 years, but I'm only 32 years old, so I got a lot of football left for me if I want to play that much longer. But I'm just trying to, you know, do one game at a time and go out there and perform and have fun with it. You know, if we're not going to win, then you know, get mad about it, and hopefully next week we can win.
Tony, it seems like there's a couple different ways to go young, and these two teams for this weekend are kind of examples of it. The Broncos are much younger than they were, but obviously they're off to a much better start. Do you, when you look at how your front office has gone about going young, do you have any criticisms of the way they've gone about it?
No, no criticisms. You know, one thing about our team and the Broncos team is that their quarterback has been able, Jay Cutler's been able to stay healthy, and Brody got hurt that first game, you know, so obviously that's a big impact, and we were counting on Brody to take that next step in his career where he can start becoming that dominant player, just like Jay has shown that he can do in the first 3 games of the season. So it's a handicap, there's no doubt about it, but that's where the backups have to come in and play better, and we'll get this thing fixed. I mean, there is some positives after last week's game against Atlanta. The second half, we were able to run the ball pretty effectively, and we were able to go down the field. We just weren't able to put points up on the board. But if we can get back out there and do what we can, pick up where we left off, and except this time put points on the board when we get down there in the red zone, then we'll be okay.
How much longer do you want to keep playing?
Right now, I'm definitely coming back next year. But then after that, we'll reevaluate and see. But like I said, I feel pretty good right now, barring any serious injury. I know I could come back after next year, but we'll see how it goes. I don't really know right now.
Do the numbers and things that you've done personally mean a lot to you, or not in the context of the things you've just talked about?
Well, right now it's kind of hard to enjoy it because we're not winning. You know, it's not fun. Football at this point is not enjoyable in a sense of getting up every day, you know, appreciating the grind because you know you're getting something out of it, you know. Like I said before, I still love football. I don't mean to contradict myself, but it gets hard at times, you know, when you know that we're not winning football games, and it's something that you don't want to get used to, though. And I won't get used to it because I don't, you know, I can't stand it. We got to keep plugging away and keep a positive attitude, keep thinking that we're going to win the next game.
Tony, I know it's not ideal with your record and all, but what do you think of this record coming? The all-time record coming up, probably you know, in the next game or two.
Yeah, well, I think it's, you know, obviously it's something I take satisfaction in. Obviously, with those names up at the top, with obviously Shannon Sharp and you know, Ozzie Newsome and Kellen Winslow, just being mentioned with those guys, guys that I grew up watching. You know, I've been playing tight end. That's my position. I wasn't a receiver that turned tight end late, you know, when I got to college. So I've been playing tight end since my freshman year in high school. So it's a position that I've admired for a long time, and watching the greats go before me and now know that I'm up there surpassing them. It's an incredible feeling. It's gratitude. It's humility. It makes you kind of humble when you think about it. But like I said before, it would be a lot better if I could break that record in a victory than a loss.
Would it mean something to break it against the Broncos?
Yeah, of course.
Not just being a rival, but Shannon as well.
Yeah, well, I think of Shannon, obviously division game, being a home game, it would be nice to get it this week. In a victory, obviously, would be the ideal situation. But I know Shannon pretty well. I see him every year at the Super Bowl, and we talk every once in a while. So it would be good to get it against his former team. But I have nothing but respect for Shannon Sharp. He's a guy that I watched a lot when I was younger, and I talk to him about the tight end position all the time when I do see him out at the Super Bowl. So it would be definitely a cool thing.
I mean, talking about the tight end position, I mean, when you came in to now and the way teams are using tight ends, what kind of evolution have you seen, even from when you started and maybe from watching Shannon and others before you were drafted?
No, it's the evolution of the tight end has been, it's huge. It's making great strides. I think you're seeing a lot more of the receiving tight end, though. And I think that's where it's starting to break down a little bit, because now people are judging tight ends on just catches instead of going out there and actually blocking, too, which is part of the position. That's what I always tell Shannon. I'm like, geez, you know, you didn't really block that much, but in a playful way. But yeah, you know, it's a real athletic position. It's a mismatch position. Obviously, you put a big athletic tight end out there, you feel like he can, you know, out-jump a little corner and out-quick a linebacker. So it's a position that I think most teams are going to, because I think you can pretty much run an offense through a good tight end with that short game.
Do you feel like you and Shannon kind of were trendsetters in terms of the way things have evolved?
Yeah, I think so. I think a little bit, you know. Shannon was obviously Kellen Winslow. I think he was probably the first one to ever really show what that position at that athletic style, that 6'5" athletic guy getting down the middle. But then Shannon picked it up, and then I came in. But yeah, we were definitely at the beginning of it, and now you see guys like that on every team, you know. But it takes more than just being athletic. I think it's obviously you got to have the right guy, the guy with the right mindset to go out there and do it week in and week out.
Tony, if this turnaround ends up, if you were to become convinced it was taking longer than you had, could you ever see yourself going to management and asking them to let you go and try and go for it in your last couple of years somewhere else?
Yeah, I definitely could. I love being a Chief. There's no doubt about it. But if it was something where it was going to take, you know, 3 or 4 years before they get this thing right, I think it would be in their best interest probably to say, you know what, well, we better see what we can get for you and send me off. But I love being a Chief, and I couldn't imagine playing anywhere else at this point. And that's probably something that at the end of this season, hopefully I don't have to ask that. Hopefully we turn this thing around. But definitely, this is home. This is where I've become a man, and I got a family now. I came here when I was just turned 21, and so this is home. That's where I'm at right now with that.
You save any other people lately?
No, not yet. Not anything else.
All right.
Tony, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.